Otis Taylor formed his first blues band in 1964. By 1977, he quit the music business, then stayed away nearly 20 years. Music critic Milo Miles says, in Taylor's new album, White African, he infuses his folk blues storytelling with vivid characters and a keen sense of social and music history.
Well, my soul, Louisiana, but my body lies in Tennessee. I didn't kill no brakeman. I didn't kill no engineer. Well, a white man pointed his finger and they said what they always say. They didn't bother to hang me. They just shot me on the spot.
Modern blues performers have an image problem. If they are too self-conscious and thoughtful, they seem like curators, preserving somebody else's blues. But if they make visceral music, the only popular styles nowadays are party guitar boogie or gangsta blues. Even perceptive performers like Alvin Youngblood Hart and Corey Harris have trouble keeping the tone of their music lively, but not lowlife. Now coming straight out of Colorado is Otis Taylor, whose album White African is the most on-target blues record I've heard in years. Taylor's music is electric without blaring. His songs are angry without craziness. They make you think, might make you flinch and sweat a little bit, too. Taylor is far from a newcomer. Born in 1948, he played in mostly obscure bands until 1977. Then he took an extended break from music until his 1996 solo debut, Blue Eyed Monster. He followed up with When Negroes Walk the Earth. That CD is illustrated with photos of Otis Taylor's father from the 1940s, when Negroes indeed did walk the earth. That's just one example of Taylor's fine, caustic sense of history and its consequences. But White African is his most focused, ferocious collection of songs. Taylor's electric banjo and the lack of drums give his tunes some of the eerie tang of Blind Lemon Jefferson or John Lee Hooker. But stories always dominate. Taylor's soft voice is an advantage as he sings, whispers, or just talks his tormented characters to life. Here is a homeless father whose child is dying because he cannot pay for medical treatment.
My little girl, she's slipping away. I said, don't worry. If I fall asleep, oh, then Jesus will hold your hand. Hold your hand, baby. I went to the hospital. Wow! I said the doctor wouldn't even let us in. I went back home to my cardboard box. I laid my little girl down. I said, don't worry. Cause heaven would let us in.
Taylor can make fantastic states of mind seem like facts, and factual situations seem like nightmares. In the strange religious number, Resurrection Blues, he explains that while people understand they have to suffer before they die, they don't want to become Jesus.
Woke up this morning. Sleep. I found out
found out. I found out I was Jesus. I don't want to be crucified. I don't want thorns on my head. I don't want walk among the dead. I don't want to be.
The most harrowing track, St. Martha Blues, describes how Taylor's great-grandfather was lynched and dismembered, and how his great-grandmother persevered without hope for justice. Taylor has said he wants to say much with a minimum of words. He gets it here.
Poor, poor, poor Martha. She got to go. She got to go and find. She got to go and find. She got to go and find her husband. She walking all over town. She walking all over town. She dragging. Oh, she dragging that bag behind her. She got to go and find her husband. Oh, Martha. Paul St. Martha.
No one who hears Otis Taylor's White African should ever imagine that the blues have to be safe or brutal or antique.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge. He reviewed White African by Otis Taylor on Northern Blues Music. I'm Terry Gross.